Okay, today's daf is Psachim Yerushalmi daf Ayin Gimel, and we are on Ayin Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So we're speaking about people who have some issue on Erev Pesach, but that issue might be removed by the time Pesach comes. Question is, could you shecht the karban on their behalf? So we saw in the last Mishnah, depends if they're Tamei and they're going to be okay tonight. Zav on the day that saw two Rios, you could shecht on the Shvi, three Rios, you could shecht on the Shmini, and all the different rules on the Brisa. As long as they can eat the Karban Pesach that night, even if they can't eat it right now, as long as they can eat it that night, so then that is allowed. So in this Mishnah, we have some halachic and some physically unable to eat. So it says the Mishnah, ha'onein, someone who loses a close one of the seven relatives, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, spouse, and one is onein for it. We mentioned onein, we mentioned the brisa, Maseches Ksubis, nesua and not arusa. But if anybody's an onein, so then this he's on the list. Hamafakeach bagal. Let's mention one more point about onein. Onein is machlokas we've shown him here. What state of aneedness are we talking about here? Are we talking about an onein on Erev Pesach? So what's he going to be on Pesach night? Leil Pesach. So the Karban Eida says, and this is a sugya Maseches Vachim, says the Karban Eida, calls manchlo nikbar hames kari onein. Right, the Karban Eida says, as long as the mace wasn't buried yet, so he's called an onein. Ula achash nikmar, kali amamisa kari onein. And even on the day of, he's called an onein, even after the kfura. And the night afterwards, aninus is durabanan. It's a machlokas, aninus lailo, daraisa durabanan. So the Karban Eida is assuming that our mishnahs are following the sheet of aninus durabanan. And because aninus durabanan, the rabanan could waive it, bimakom asei, Karban Pesach, asei sheish bokaris. And therefore, even though he should be onein tonight, but it's only onein to Rabbanan, and therefore we're makel. So it's clear from that shita, and that's shita's Rashi, that the case that we're talking about here is one of, whether we're talking about it's post-burial. So what's the chashash of not, as we'll see, of the possibly not allowing them. So if you look in the Rambam, Tosfos Yadda, the Rambam says here in the Pirush Mishnayos that the issue is maybe that even though it's after the burial, not just aninus in terms of Durabanan, but it could be that the person will be so distraught that they might not come to eat the Karan Pesach. They'll be so upset that about what happened, Shemelo yochal davar legodel aveluso va'anachnu shachatnu alav v'chashavnu al achilaso v'yutar habasar v'yisarif, and it's going to be left over. So that's the chashash, and maybe why we wouldn't allow it, but we're not worried about that. But either way, according to the Karban Eida, which is based on the Shitas and Rambam, we're talking about it's after the kfura. If you look in Rashi, onein generally means before the kfura. And that's what we're talking about here. It's before the kfura, and you shecht before the kfura. And as we'll see, the chashash there is not a case of he'll be so upset that he won't be able to eat. No, the chashash is that he might be metame himself, right? He might be so distraught that he might want to come in contact with a mace, and then he'll be tummy for 7 days, and then he won't be able to eat it tonight. So that's onein. So machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether onein in the Mishnah is pre- or post-burial by the time tonight comes around. So ha'onein v'amafakeach, let's say there was a collapse of a building, and now a person is looking for a person who is under the rubble. Maybe the person is alive, maybe the person is dead. So I'm checking. It could be that when the person is found, they'll see that the person that underneath is dead, and the person who was checking is what was ma'ahil on him, was above him, and their first time a mace. But no, you're still allowed to a shecht on his behalf, assuming that he's still tar. Or somebody was promised to get out of jail that day. Also, that's a physical problem, not a halachic problem. Physical problem, who says he's gonna get out? But he was promised to get out, so that's good enough. We're gonna shecht on his behalf. Also, someone who's on the border of being able to eat a kezayis, but they can right now. A chol and a zaken that can eat a kezayis. So all these people, onein, mefakeach, bagal, those two, and then beis asurim, chol, a zaken, shochten aleihem, all those people, we shechtek on Pesach on their behalf on Erev Pesach. V'yalkul on shechtek on b'fnei atzman. But for all of them, we don't shecht just as a whole group of onanim or a whole group of cholim and zakenim. We don't do that. Why? Because we don't think our Pesach to possibly come to psul. If one or two people get knocked out of the chabura, then the Karpesach Pesach is still fine and the rest of the chabura can eat it. But here, if you have a whole chabura with these types of people who have some type of chash that maybe there's a possibility that they won't be able to eat the Karpesach Pesach, so then we don't check for them. And as we read the Rambam before, the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos says the issue is lo yavilu de psul, they won't come to Nosar. That was the case of Onim, because the burial happened, and they'll just be so upset that they won't be able to eat it. The Rambam says that also in Hilchos Korban Pesach here in Perek Beis, where all of these halachas are mentioned. Says the Rambam, v'chinein osin chabura kula cholim osakedim or onanim alfal pishin yichol nachol. Even though they can't eat, hol va'achilasam meuta shema yashiru ha'pesach v'yaveilu deipsol. Maybe since they don't eat so much, maybe there'll be leftovers, and you don't want to leave over nosar. You don't want to go into a situation where nosar is almost automatic. That is the issue. The Karbon Eidah here says shema yitame onein lameso mitoch tirdo. Right, which sounds like that the Rashi said before that the onein, the burial didn't happen yet, and maybe he's going to be mitame himself. Mufakeh bagal shemi imsu meis. Right, maybe he'll come out that he was Tommy Mace at the time. Maybe they won't let the person out of jail. Maybe the Cholon Zaken will be in a worse predicament, and therefore they won't be able to eat. So in all these cases, there is a chash that they won't be able to eat, but we still shecht on their behalf, but you don't have a whole chabura with them. Lefichach, says the Mishnah, therefore, what's therefore, says the Karbon Eidah, since Bishash Shechita, they, and Bishash Zerikas Hadam, up, they were ra'ui, right? Nothing happened yet. B'shash shechita zrikas adam lefichach emir b'hem psul p'turim milasas bezach sheni. By all these cases, by onein, even if something happens tonight, right? He's matami himself, or later, or some other, he can't eat. But since at the time of the shechita and the zrika, it was all they were ra'ui, the chol and the zakein, or the guy getting out of jail. All of them, we say, they're part of our do a Pesach Sheni, because they were yotzei throughout the whole process, and achila is not ma'akev. Chutz, except for one, chutz ben ha'mafakeach bagal, she'etome mitchilaso, except for the one who was checking for the person underneath. If you find the person was dead, that underneath the rubble, then it could be, we're talking about a case where the person was definitely ma'ahil on the whole area beforehand, by the time the shechita or the zrika took place. And if he was definitely ma'ahil, as we'll see, what's the case of ma'ahil? Let's say you have the rubble. It's not a huge area. The rubble is a specific shape, as the Gemara is going to say, a round shape, and it's cone-like. So if you go on top of the cone, if a person was ma'ahil on top of the cone, then it's basically that spreads out the roof to everywhere, and it'll come out that he was definitely ma'ahil. So that's what the Mishnah says. Mefageh bagal, we assume the tame was beforehand, and therefore he is going to have to do Pesach Sheni because he was there before. We're not talking about a case of Tumas HaTahom, right? We know that this is a case where the building fell down and you're looking for him right away. Tosfos in here in Psachim on Daf Sadi Aleph asks, why is the person by Mefageh bagal tame? Maybe you find the person dead, maybe he died just now. Maybe he died 2 minutes before the person found him. Says Tosfos, Tema Lari, Mefakeach Agal Nami, Nema Chai Have, Kishisko Lefakeach. Maybe he was alive when the Pikuach started, so why do you assume that the Mefakeh Bagal is for sure Tame? V'yesh Lomar, says Tosfos, Tekivan Dematz Omeis, Islan Lomemar, Shemitchilaso Hayames. If you assume he's dead now, you assume he was dead beforehand. Why? Quoting a Mishnah in Misachas Taras, Shekala Tumos, Kishas, Mitziyasan, because all tumas go by that how they are found. If dead now, so you assume dead previously. So that's the Mishnah in Taurus in the fifth parak. Kala tumas kishas mitziyasan. Question that's asked by the Achronim, and that is here our Mishnah, and that explanation of Tosa sounds like you always assume you see somebody dead now, so you push it backwards. But let's say the Mishnah, the discussion Maseches Gittin on Daf Chavtes about, and it's the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Gittin that talks about if somebody sends a get, you assume he's alive until you know otherwise. Becheskas Chai. Becheskas chai until you know otherwise. Achivada shehumeis. Right, so how do you put those two things together? So that's a big discussion in the Taz and the Shach in Hilchos Tumas Kohanim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, at the end of the Yeredeya, we have Simon Shin Sadi Zayin. Shin Sadi Zayin. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Shnaim Omer Meis, Shnaim Omer Lo Meis, in Misabel. Two people say a man died. Two people say he didn't die. A relative, there's no Avelos there. No Avelos there. Either the Shulchan Aruch, let's read the Sif Aleph. Misablan al pi eid echad, ve'ed mi pi eid, ve'obid kochavim, esiach lafi tuma. Avelos, your person is misabel, based on these types of people who usually are entrusted for edus. This isn't real edus. And most of it, yonei avelos, according to some Rishonim, it's all, but, where is durabanan. And therefore, this will be good enough. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's treyutreid, there's no avelos. Says the Taz, hatam, the kivan, the sveka, he has lead on balahakel, since it's, look, my suffix, so we are mako. Katsamara mince, misha shama shemes lo mes veni odea in tok lamido laacher lamidyo. Says the Taz, big Taz here. If a person hears that their relative died, they're not sure if it's within 30 days or not. Within 30 days, there's still Shiva. Or not. Im chayav lezabel, veherich bazev, zek klal dvarav, vish svara lomar, the kivan de kelu beinyan avelus, since we're mako, even the sveka drabananu, maybe there's no avelos because it's with sveka drabanan. Vehevi b'shem Allah hilchas machos de maharam de in lahachre ba avelos besafik de chumer dasle de kula. It's a chumer that will lead to a kula. Why? Because you're going to be noah avelos on Shabbos and Varm Shabbat Sina. You're going to be mivatal Talmud Torah all 7 days. So you're going to be machmer for avelos. You're going to be mako in Talmud Torah. Ach mitam chazaka nearly lahachmir. But says the maharam mitam chazaka maybe should be machmir. Maybe suffik lakula, but it's a kula, doesn't it? Chumra, but chazaka, right? The Mishnah quotes him a sechaz gittin. Maybe give you chazaka in a chola, no stilo, becheska shukayim. You assume the person was alive until the latest moment. The heavy harbe dinim shahokim bachas chazaka. So alken yesh lomar, says the Maharam, he quotes here, ha made ha mace al cheskaso. So you assume the mace, bimavidam on his chazaka, fahashtu de mace. So you assume a person was alive until you know he was dead. Therefore, you assume he died within 30 days. V'lo heklet apsak umasik lebasov dein lo raya berura v'lo chiyav lo leftor. So the Maharam ends up not pushing one side or the other. U'b'shuas Mari ben Lev pasak lechiyav. He says Mari ben Lev assumes lechiyav based on that discussion. Alive until proven dead. V'chei pasak morichami, so to my father-in-law the Bach. They all hold that there should be avelos based on chazaka. And you assume he's alive until the last moment. Lufiyah nez daiti says the Taz, I don't agree. Based on a number of sources, number one, our source. Lafiyah nesaitin lo nirakein mikoch rayos bruros, kasher avar b'siyata d'shmaya. First, he quotes our Mishnah in Psachim. Daftari Aleph in the Bavli, and he quotes Mafakeh Chagal is different because you assume he goes back. And then he quotes Tosfos. In our case, where is it? You assume he is Vetosfos, Temelarim, Mafakeh Bagal, Nami, Nemachai, Huvachul, Lavi Shlomar. No, Kalatubus Kshas b'siyaslan. So what do you see from Tosfos? You assume he is dead now, you push it back as far as you go. Hare lefanecha, de lo arminan ukim oso becheskes chai, fahashtuhu demes. The efshalom, so Tosa Taz is going to bring a number of rayas to that you assume he died, earlier than 30 days, and therefore there's no avail. So if you look at the Nekudas Akesef here, in the Shach's comments on the Taz, so he argues on the Taz, he says, no, our case, you assume our case goes back, herech lochiat lo ukme echaskasi ish litchos. Raya, what does he bring from the Mafakeh Chagal? You know, Mafakeh Chagal, usually you can assume that he was alive until as late as possible. Here, you know the building collapsed. You know there was a moment of Nefila, so you can assume that that's when he died. Yesh lomar deshadi hasam deikareyasa lefanenu shenafal Chagal alav. It's a big difference. Va'od deksha'amrina lemafreya mishas Nefila Chagal meis yesh man yadua. It's not like there's a reyasa, and there's a specific moment. But the case of the gittin, so there's no specific time to go back to. The Rayashni brings other rayas, but that's this discussion of Tosfos is in that Shach and Taz in Yaradeya Shin Sadi Zayin. Okay, we continue now with the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Abba Barbarchana, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan Masnisa, what's the case where a person is promised to get out of jail, and that's the we say that you kashecht it on his behalf. Masisa b'shechavshu Yisrael. If he's in a Jewish court, if Beis Din was holding him for some reason, maybe Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he's supposed to give a get to his wife, he's supposed to pay back money to somebody, you know, based on the Rishonim. So there, we could assume, we could trust the declaration of the Jewish court that they're going to let him out today. Let him out today. Avalim chavshu goyim, or the Girsa of Karbadeida, ovdei kochavim, if idolaters or some other non-trustworthy court promises to let him out. And throughout history, when goyim were holding Jews for various reasons, so who says they're going to actually get out? Therefore, the pasuk is quoted here from Tehillim, asher pihem di bershav, viminami min shaker, all the way to the end of Tehillim. I think that's from the Tehillim that some, the Yekis, have the minhag of saying on Motzi Shabbos. So it's only a Jewish court does that apply to. And also, b'nasan chlus Yerushalayim, the only time that you need the promise of the court is only if it's outside of Yerushalayim. That's where, if you don't have the promise, you don't shecht for him. Aval b'nasan b'tok Yerushalayim, if he's in a court, if he's being held in a jail in Yerushalayim, then maybe afil l'hovticho, k'mi sheftichu. So then you always shecht for him, because maybe they'll allow the Pesach to be brought to him inside. So therefore, he's always on the list of a chabura. Rabbi Yosei Treyon Amrin, Bekadmesa Havinan. We used to think, right, a category that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. We used to think, Havinan Amrin, Yisrael Arel, we're going to switch the Girsa, Shochten Alav. Right, that's the context that we've been talking about. Karbat Eda is, defends the Girsa of Mazin, but we'll be Shochten Alav. An Arel, we're talking about Arel, not somebody who's so amazed. An Arel, do you shecht for an Arel? Why? Because after all, he could get bris milah today, and he could eat tonight. So, Yisrael Arel, Shochten Alav. We used to say that you could shecht on behalf of an RL because he could just get bris milah today and eat tonight. Even though, what's the even though? If you look at the Chaim Kanievsky, even though the pasuk says himol lo kol zachar va'oz yikrav la'asoso, which sounds like first you do milah and then yikrav la'asoso, which is the shechita. So you might think salka daitach. He says debishein bedaitola mulo hu dema'akvo ba'achila. Right, that you know, you don't do it beforehand. So we thought to say Yisrael RL, you are shochet. V'lo havinan amrin klum, but really that's nothing. Really, what we said is wrong. Why? Tana, Rav Simon, Bar Zavdi, Kumi, Rabbi Hila, because of the following Zereshava. Nemar Khan, it says by the sun, the pasuk I just read, Va'oz yikrav la'asoso. Right, it says in Shmos, V'chiyagur etchager va'as haPesach l'Hashem, himolo kol zachar va'oz yikrav la'asoso. Right, and then the other pasuk, right, and it says by an eved, v'chol eved ish miknas kasef umalta oso oz yochalbo. So oz yochalbo. So oz shenemar lahalana sheikasher b'shas achila. By the second pasuk quoted, by the eved, it says malta oso and then achila. The first pasuk says in the same pasuk of himolo yikrav lasoso, which is referring to shechita. So we have a parallel between the uzzes. So ma uz shenemar lahalana sheikasher b'shas achila. If the uz by eved tells you that you have to do mila before the achila, so af uz shenemar kan af sheikasher b'shas shechita. So to our uz, it should be before what it said afterwards in the pasuk, which is yekrav lasoso, which is the shechita. There's a tosefta that says even b'di eved, if the shechita happens before the person gets a mila, he's not Yotze. He has to wait till Pesach Sheni. Right? It's not good even b'dieved. The Tosefta says in Perek Zion. Period. Says the Tosefta also. Pa'amim, we add in our Mishnah that b'dieved, there's a difference in the cases between onein, zakin chola, and jail versus mefakeh chagal. The group, b'dieved, if something happens, they're part of b'dieved Pesach Sheni. But mefakeh chagal is ask away until Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, the Tosefta says, sometimes you have the flip and it's not always true, that chilek. Pa'amim shehu nasa ki yotzi bahem. Sometimes he, the mefakeh chagal, has the halacha like them, meaning he's putter from Pesach Sheni. Pa'amim shehim nasa ki yotzi bo. And sometimes they have the halacha like him that they have to wait till Pesach Sheni. Why? Well, what are the cases? Pa'amim shehu nasa ki yotzi bahem. Sometimes he is like them, he's also begal aruch, where you have a very long, large area of the rubble. So then you have no idea. You have no idea when he became Tamei. This is enough suffix that he wasn't Tamei by the time the Shechita and the Shrika was done. So Aniomer Nizrak Alav Adam Ashlo Igila Tuma. Maybe by the time the Shechita and the Shrika took place, he wasn't Tamei. It wasn't that he for sure was Mahil by the time the Shechita and the Shrika took place. So that's a case where the Mefakeh Bagal would not have to do Pesach Sheni. Because what do we say? Oh, just during Pesach Sheni, maybe it's Havas Chulam Azara. If he's not chayav to bring a Karban Pesach, then he can't bring it. And then the other way, Pa'amim Shehin Nasin Kayosebo. Sometimes maybe they could be like him. In certain cases, the chole, the zakein, the onein, they could be like him. They have to do Pesach Sheni. What's the case? Begal agul. In a case of gal, meaning what's the case that where he is like Kiyosebo begal agul. That they're like him by a galagol. Galagol is the opposite of galaruch. Galagol just means it's a circular, it's a situation where he for sure was ma'ahil right away. Right? Galagol. We say that means like a circle, and it goes, as we said, in a cone-like, shape, and therefore there's definitely tumah under him. So what's the case by all these other people? Ir, by him, sobin, shchita lezrika. Right? In all these cases where the onain, or the, chola, all those cases where he was, they had, their problem started before the zrika. Right, an onion becomes tamei, or the chol and the zakein reach a state where they can't eat a kizayis, or the permission is taken back from the hivtichu lahotzi beis asurim. In all those cases, so then by the time the zrika comes along, they are not roi, and therefore they have to wait till Pesach Sheni. Hey, nasa kiyotzi bo bagal agol. They become like him in a gal agol that they have to wait till Pesach Sheni. Period. Says the Mishnah that we've referred to a number of times already in the Masechta. Can you shatach on Pesach on behalf of one person? Ein shochet es haPesach al hayachid divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says no, because you cannot do it based on one person. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says no, it is allowed. It is allowed, Rabbi Yossi Matir. The Pasha Pshat of Rabbi Yossi is that it's allowed even if there's going to be a lot left over. It doesn't mean that we're talking about a case where he is going to eat the whole Korban Pesach. It's mutter even on one. The Rambam, again, as we said before, the Rambam's worried about nosar. When the Rambam pashtus, the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yossi pashtus. We'll see what we mean with that a little bit later. But the Rambam, when he quotes the Lashon here in Beis, he says v'yachid sheshachad as a pesach la'atzmo kasher v'hushi ro'i lechol es kulo. Wow. Because you don't have to have a situation of nosar. So that's one machlokas between Rashi on the Mishnah and the Rambam. Rashi on the Mishnah doesn't sound like, you know, that he has to eat the whole thing, but the Rambam has that as lachachila for sure. And then next line. Even if you have, sounds like a Rabbi Yossi idea here, even if you have a chabur of 100 people, if they can't, nobody can eat a kezayis, you don't shech for them. Again, the pashup shot means if nobody can eat a kezayis, and Rabbi Yossi is saying a kezayis is the key. So if one person can eat a kezayis, you're good. Even if you have 100, and if you have 100 people that cannot eat a kezayis, any one of them, it's no good. That's what it sounds like. The Rambam again says this means even if you have 99 that can eat a kezayis, if one of them can't eat a kezayis, then that's lachachila, shouldn't shecht on them. That's right, la ochlav and shalola ochlav. So lachachila shouldn't be shechted. Okay, different ways of understanding the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, ein osen chabura, nashem avada b'ketanim. One shouldn't make a chabura with women, evakananis, and ketanim. We'll see this means to have them all mixed together in a chabura. That's what's not allowed. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason Rabbi Yehuda says that you shouldn't shecht the Karban Pesach? For one, lo sucha lizboch as a pasach, ba'achad sha'arecha. So even though the Pashup Shat means that you shouldn't shecht on Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash, but we darshan the word achad, because the word achad didn't have to be there. And therefore we darshan, don't shecht on Pesach, but achad for one person. Mama Kaim Rabbi Yossi, type of Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yossi do with that Pasuk? We assume that Rabbi Yossi agrees that it's extra. He won't just say, just learn the Pashup Shat. So patulak, Rabbi Elazar ben Masio, the Tadi, Rabbi Elazar ben Masio Omer, Rabbi Elazar Omer, we had this earlier. You might think that you could win by one when there's tumah tuchuya betzibor. Is it enough to have one person tamei more than tar? No. Says ba'achad. You can't have just one. And we spoke earlier about what do you do if you have that number. So you have to make one more person tamei, or you know, how do you make them tamei? By tumah sheretz, you send somebody out there for chokah. Different options that we had. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moder Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Rabbi Yehuda says one agrees. Shem, you shouldn't do one. Shem Avar Mizorak Hasadam Shehortza. That it works with the Evan. If you did Zrika Hasadam on one, it is Hortza. Why is that? So Machlokas, the Karban Eidah seems to say because the whole thing is a Dinzer Rabbanan anyway. It's an Asmachta, right? That you can't do it Ba'achat Sharecha. That's what it sounds like. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says no. To Dindar Isa. But there's no shana kasa la'akev. By kachim, you need it to be repeated twice to be ma'akev. And therefore, even if it's in daraisa, it's going to be, is going to be Hurza. There's a big discussion about the Shita of the Rambam. Shita of the Rambam. Oh, let's read one more line of the Gemara for a second. Avar v'shachan metirin ol Israel. And even the question, is this a statement or is a question? Okay, we'll read it like the Karbata Eda and others. And this is a question. Fine, if you did the Shechita and the Zrika bidi eved on one, it's Hurza. What if you did the Shechita on one? Could you do the Zrika? L'chadchila? That's the question. That's a question. Shacha avar v'shachan. Matirin lo lizrok? And no answer given to that question. Some say it's a statement. Matirin lo lizrok. Good. There's Shita the Rambam. The Rambam has a line here. Pashup shat, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, like we just said. Yachet shachan is a medical atmo kasher. Fushi roi lechol is kulo. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi. Umishtadlin shalo yishchot l'chadchila al yachid. Shene'emar ya'asu oso. And we try not to shecht al yachid. We try not to shecht al yachid. What does that mean? The pashup shat of the Ar Gemara is that b'di'eved, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it avar v'zarak hazam shehurtza, right, that you shouldn't do it on one. But the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yossi, the one is good enough. But he sounds like l'chadchila, you shouldn't. So that's a big discussion. The Kesef Mishnah, the Mari Kirkus here wonders. Kasha. Me'achar shepazak Rabbi Yossi, my height the kamer shlo yishcha l'chadchila yachid. Rabbi Yossi afil l'chadchila matir. Pashas Rabbi Yossi says even l'chadchila. The whole Gemara is talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi would say even one is okay too. So he quotes Rabbi Avram, the son of the Rambam from the Birchas Avram, his discussion with Rabbi Daniel Bavli. So he doesn't really mean it. Shlo kasa befer she yishcha l'chadchila. There are zeros shemishtablin shlo yishcha l'chadchila yachid. V'lo samach bazeel ala kasef shehevi yasu oso. Says the Kesef Mishnah v'aniyomai dakein kush lo mitarza. Rabbi Yossi matas l'chadchila. Then minan lo rabbeinu lachush davar shlo am Rabbi Yossi. The Mari Kirkus tries to say in one possibility, you know, maybe he doesn't hold like him. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's only holds a lechadchila. So there's a big discussion exactly the sheet of the Rambam and Perek Beis Halacha Beis how he understands Rabbi Yossi. Good. Tani, we continue. Says the Braisa, the point of not putting women avadim and ketanim together, it means cause there will be inappropriateness if you have the groups all together. So that's why it says you shouldn't have women and evakananis together because of hergal avera. You shouldn't have ketanim and avadim together because of the chashash of mishkav zachar. But you could have the group separately. You could have women separately. You could have avadim separately. And what about ketanim? What about ketanim? So that's another Rambam that is much discussed. The Rambam here, two halachas later, Beis Dalid. The Rambam says you should not make a whole group of ketanim. What does the Rambam say? Einos achabur anashim avadim, oktanim avadim. As we just said, those two. Rebbe Kalas Rosh Shatiyah Beinayim. Can't have Nashim and Avadim together. You can't have Ketanim and Ketanim and Avadim. But you're allowed to have Pashas, Nashim and Ketanim. Doesn't say anywhere that that's not allowed. Avalosim Chabura, Kula Nashim, Afilu Pesach Sheni, O Kula Avadim. Vishochtan ala Ketanim, Shiyu Bechlal B'nei Chabura. Lo Shidei Chabura Kula Ketanim. You shouldn't make a whole Chabura of Ketanim. What should be the Rambam's S line? Why shouldn't you make a Chabura of Kula Ketanim? Because they're not Chayiv in the Mitzvah. That's what it says. Should be. The Rambam says, She'einon B'nei Das. Because they're not B'nai Das, therefore you shouldn't have a whole group. It says like Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah Hey, he wonders, what's the Rambam talking about? Right? They're not B'nai Das. Right? They're not B'nai Das. It should be that they're not Chayiv in the Mitzvah. That's what the Rambam should say. Ubeikra Adavar, and he may be Divrei Rambam. Tepik Leitiva Dibtermi Kala Mitzvahs. Ein Nakrav Karban Bavuram. How can he be Makrav Karban? Ech Yala Das, the Ketanami Aviyu Karban. Kishayna Mechuyavim Bekarban. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. Einam B'nai Das means they're not Chayiv in Mitzvahs. Maybe that's what it means. That's what the Kesef Mishnah assumes. It's not saying anything different than what I would have thought. Okay, but that's a big discussion. Tani Bar Kapara, a different reason. Not that you should put them all together because they're bimarbe betifla, but Tani Bar Kapara, shlo yaviu as a kashan l'di bizoyen. Because he thinks maybe people, these groups don't have the proper perspective in terms of how to treat karbanos, and therefore that's why you shouldn't have a whole group just with them. They won't have any men who learn the halachas to be able to guide them. According to that, some say maybe even nashim viktanim shouldn't be together, right? Because those, or maybe even nashim by themselves shouldn't be together because they're not wary of the halachas. Rabbi Yaakov Aracha b'shem Rabbi Isi, einosan chabura shel gerim mitoch shein mukul kalim ein medakten gimbo ve'mivinosan lo dipsol. right? Shouldn't have just a whole group of geirim, because also they might not be worthy, know the halacha. They will be medaktik, and they might maybe lidei psol. The Gemara talks about here in the Bavli, Daf Sadi Aleph, and Tosa talks about, you have different emphases. The Gemara says sometimes geirim will be more machmir. Maybe they'll be too machmir. And maybe they'll psul in a situation where the carbon won't be pasul, and then they'll pasul it. Right? Tosus quotes, there's a Tosus at the end of Kiddushin that quotes 5 or 6 days about geirim being, making it harder for born Jews. On the one hand, the number of days that they're not as medactic, others might be, no, it might make the other Jews look bad if the geirim are more medactic about things than Jews. Either way, that says you shouldn't have a whole group of geirim, says the Gemara here. The Rambam quotes that also, that same halacha, Beis Dalid, see if I could find it for a second, the Rambam also says, V'chein osin chabura kula cholam o zakenim o onanim hol v'achilasa me'uta shevashir v'pesach v'yavadei psol. As we said, V'chein osin chabura kula geirim shema lo yedaktiku bo v'yavadei psol. V'mshachtu alein kasher. So he quotes that as well. Says the Mishnah. Try to squeeze in this Mishnah as well. Onen tovel v'ochal pischa la'erev avalo b'kachim. In onen, as we said, could be tovel, and you need a tefillah. This is a tefillah d'rabbanan, because up until now he was usher in kachim, will allow him to eat the Pesach that night. Because again, we said, as we explained before, Anina's Laila, after the Kfur, let's say is d'rabbanan, and for a carbon Pesach, we'll waive it. V'ochal pischa la'erev avalo b'kachim. But not by other kachim. By kachim, we will only make up a karan pesach and asei sheish b'karis. But by other kachim, we won't allow him to eat that night because of aninus laila derabanan. Hashomea almei so mishenas lagdulo atzamos tovel v'ochal b'kachim. But if somebody's only avel onen and avel derabanan aninus, the root of aninus is daraisa. But an avel shomea almei so somebody hears that's all. It's only about avelus and likat atzamos. That's a avelus and aninus only derabanan. So we would allow eating kachim that night. Gershin is Gar Arve Psachim, a ger that converts on Erev Pesach. Beshame Yomrim, Tova Vochas, Pisal Erev. Okay, what's the problem? Beshame says, go to the mikvah. He's Jewish now. So he's the current Pesach, even if he might have touched a dead body yesterday. But he's not a Kabbal Tumah. Goy is not a Kabbal Tumah from Tumas Meis, and therefore he can eat the current Pesach that night. Ube Silal Omrim? No. One of the chumras of Basilal. Haporish ben Arla, Kaporish ben Akever. Somebody becomes Jewish, it's Kaporish ben Akever, and he has to wait 7 days before he does the for he eats the current Pesach. There is a shaila, what if day 7 after Gerus is Erev Pesach? Because there is a machlokas Rambam Ravid about day 7 of a Tamei Meis. The Rambam says no, the Ravid says yes, in terms of being shechet, eating it that night. The Menachas Chedek wonders, maybe the Rambam would be moda here, because it's not mamish, Tamei Meis, so maybe we'll talk about that, by the Shem, at the beginning of tomorrow's year.